I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. The public gets a chance to meet candidates running for a variety of state and local offices this evening in Mobile. They'll gather at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park for the annual Pork and Politics in the Park. Julie Bordes is Director of Local Affairs for the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. She says this kind of political event is different than a rally.
One reason I think this event has been so successful in the past is because it's so relaxed and people really have an opportunity just to sit down and talk to people that they might want to vote for. It's very important to know who and what you're voting for, and so Pork and Politics gives people that chance.
Borda says this year they have candidates coming that are running for many statewide offices, and they'll be holding a straw poll with the results being displayed every half hour. The Human Rights Campaign is bringing a new push for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights in the South to Alabama tomorrow. $8.5 million will be spent on Project One America over the next 3 years in Alabama, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Chad Griffin is president of the Human Rights Campaign. He says one of the main focuses of Project One America is to change hearts and minds.
We are not doing this because this is the easiest job in the world to do. There are certainly easier places that we could be investing $8.5 million than these three states. But we're doing it because the need is there and the demand for this work is there. And so changing hearts and minds is going to take some time.
Project One America publicly launches in the state tomorrow morning on the Capitol steps in Montgomery, and then with events at Birmingham City Hall and the Museum of Art. Alabama's voluntary pre-kindergarten program for four-year-olds gets high marks in a new national report. The National Institute for Early Education Research says Alabama is one of only four states with pre-kindergarten programs that meet all the institute's quality standards. But the report says access is very limited in Alabama, with only 6% of four-year-olds being served during the 2012-2013 school year. And a federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit over use of the houndstooth pattern made famous by hats worn by former Alabama football coach Paul Bear Bryant. The University of Alabama System Board of Trustees and its president pro tem had filed the suit against a Georgia-based company over its use of the houndstooth pattern. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Tuesday evening to you. Skies gradually become mostly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures back in the 60s will be mild and muggy overnight. As we go into Wednesday, good chance for rain and storms, but it doesn't rain all day. Have the umbrella handy as temperatures top out in the upper 70s. As we go into Thursday, skies gradually become sunny from west to east during the daytime hours, especially after lunch. High temperatures in the 70s on Thursday and Friday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.